Most of us will have an episode of back pain sometime in our lives, and sometimes the pain will radiate down one leg and be called sciatica. And in a proportion of people, that pain can last for weeks or months and can be involved with can involve weakness and numbness. Over the last couple of years, the Health Report has run stories on how paracetamol is pretty rubbish for back pain, as are the so-called anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen. These studies have emanated from the George Institute in Sydney, and now a group of Australian and overseas researchers have dug deeper and looked at a medication that's supposed to target nerve pain to see whether that works. And they published their findings in the current edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. The drug is called pregabalin. The brand name is Lyrica, and Lyrica prescriptions have been booming. But does it work for sciatica? Christine Lin of the George Institute is in our Sydney studio. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you for having me, Norman.
So why would you think pregabalin would work, Lyrica would work in back pain?
Well, we have some evidence that pregabalin works for other types of nerve pain. And as you've already mentioned, that sciatica, which is often related to the nerve roots of coming out of our lower spine, is considered a type of nerve pain. So we thought that pregabalin may be also effective for sciatica.
And to what extent have prescriptions been booming?
Well, just to give you an example, in Australia, pregabalin, the medicine, came onto the market, was approved by the Australian government for use of nerve pain in 2013. And in 2014, 1.4 million scripts were written. In the next year, that number went up to 2.4 million, and that was 30% more than the government originally predicted. And worldwide, pregabalin is actually the number one selling drug for nerve pain.
Gosh. So, and presumably it's not cheap.
Well, on the prescription, it does cost people money, and also it has side effects. So that's why we designed this study to find out whether it's truly effective or not for this patient population.
So tell us about this study.
So in this study, we recruited more than 200 people who had sciatica of at least moderate, if not severe, intensity. These people had pain that was bad enough for them to present to a GP for care. And when they entered the study, they were randomly given either the active or the placebo medicine. And the patients were kept blinded as to which medicine they received in order to keep the study as unbiased as possible.
And presumably the doctors were blinded too.
Yeah, the doctors and also the other study personnel were also blinded. The patients.
And so this was both acute sciatica and chronic. It lasted for a while.
That's right. So we recruited patients who had at least 1 week of pain, up to 1 year of pain. Yeah, and these and patients so what, were put on the medicine for about 8 weeks, up to 8 weeks, and the dose was adjusted for them according to their progress by their doctor.
And what were you looking for as outcomes?
Our most important outcome was leg pain, because that's the most significant pain in a patient when they experience sciatica. And we collected the outcome mainly at 8 weeks. That was the main time point that we were interested in. But we also followed the patients up over 1 year. And in addition to leg pain, we collected a range of other relevant clinical outcomes, such as if they had any back pain or if they were functioning okay.
So what did you find?
What we found was at 8 weeks, there was absolutely no difference between the patients who took the active medicine compared to the patients who took the placebo medicine in terms of how bad their leg pain was. We also saw the same thing at 1 year, and this was also the same at 8 weeks and 1 year for all the other outcomes that we measured.
What about side effects? Because it's not side effect free.
That's right. And that's the concern. And what we found was the people who took the active medicine had nearly twice as many side effects as the
people. Such as?
Such as dizziness. Dizziness was actually the main side effect.
And sedation, you can get sedation with Lyrica too, can't you?
Yeah. I think so. Dizziness and drowsiness. So the drug needs to be carefully used in people operating heavy machinery or in elderly people.
So does it work in other nerve pain? I mean, why didn't it work in back pain if the nerves are involved in the sciatica?
Well, it does. There's some evidence that it works up for other types of back pain.
Back pain or nerve pain?
Sorry, other types of nerve pain. But we, the reason why, one of the main reasons why we think it may not, it hasn't worked for sciatica is that pain mechanism is a lot more complex than we thought. So even though sciatica is considered a type of nerve pain, there may be other mechanisms at play, including, you know, psychosocial factors.
So explain more. In other words, but that's true of all pain. I mean, all pain is affected by psychosocial factors. If you're feeling stressed, if you're depressed, you know, the pain can make you depressed. I mean, it's a very complex thing, pain, and back pain's not alone in that. You know, chronic headaches, chronic arm pain, they all have psychosocial factors. Pain is never simple.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think we're only beginning to understand pain, and there's a lot more to be studied. But this also shows that we really need to test each drug specifically for each patient condition. So a drug that can work for another pain condition may not be able to work for back pain or sciatica.
Well, we're kind of running out here. We've found that paracetamol is not much cop. Paracetamol plus codeine is not much cop. Ibuprofen, the anti-inflammatories, aren't much cop. You've got an epidemic of opiate prescribing in the United States for things like chronic back pain and sciatica, without much evidence that it does much more than just kill you. What's left?
Well, that's the problem. I think the picture is quite depressing in terms of the treatment options. I think the most important thing is when people have sciatica, they're reassured that the pain will get better. And other than that, unfortunately, we don't know, we don't have a good answer for what medicines people can take in order to help them get better quicker.
So have we shown that physio works, chiropractic, there's manipulation of the back?
Yeah, for sciatica, there's also, unfortunately, no convincing evidence that other forms of that physiotherapy works or other forms of physical therapies work.
And surgery is dubious. Although with sciatica, there's probably better evidence than low back pain.
Yeah, that's right. So for surgery, there is evidence that surgery works in selected patients over the short term. But after 1 year, the results are the same in people who haven't had surgery. So it is really up to the individual's condition.
What a cheery conversation, Christine.
Yeah.
We look forward to your next trial, which hopefully we'll find something positive. Look, but seriously though, thank you very much. Good trial and in a great journal. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Norman.
Associate Professor Christine Lin of the George Institute for Global Health at the University in Sydney, I should say.